Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Something that we clearly have to live with as well is the fact that we can't produce any driver's licenses. Wayne Duvenage, Chief Executive Officer at Outa. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. Fast entry into the new year. It's very hectic at the moment.
Yeah, I would imagine, especially with this news that, well, the machine is broken. Gosh, if that isn't a South African story.
Yeah, it's actually quite a debacle, really atrocious that we have one machine and a very old machine at that, and then all the excuses given to us as to why it can't be repaired here, why it has to be shipped off, and why they didn't have a second machine. And then the new machine was supposed to have been budgeted for 2 years. The whole new card, the new driver's license card, should have been implemented by now. So we have a department that is in disarray, poorly managed, gross administration, running in surplus profits. So many questions. I think it's all the symptoms of a department, actually, under Fikile Mbalula, the Minister of Transport, that is, again, poorly led by him when we look at things like R2, the e-toll decision, driver's license issues ongoing, the Air Services Licensing Council missing in action. I can give you a list. Really just sits at the feet of Fikile Mbalula.
Well, one of our listeners, Martin, says, you could tell them that I don't mind if they borrow my printer. In fact, now I feel bad because I could have offered mine as well. I even have a spare one.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's a laminating machine.
If you look at your
plastic laminated driver's license, it's got a couple of security features in that. I don't think it's a normal printer, and then it laminates and it punches out hundreds of thousands of these every month. It's a concern.
The issue that I've spoken about here on the show as well is that in South Africa, we have to renew our driver's license every 5 years. Now, we're not asked to do so, I think, for safety, because we aren't retested. It's just really a procedural thing. We test our eyes, but that's basically it. Surely that's part of the problem.
Well, it is. We used to be able to get our driver's license quite easily. And so whether you have a 5 year or a 10 year renewal, you should be able to just do it and run through it a very efficient process and get it done. But we have gross inefficiencies developing in government due to incompetence, to wrong people, to not being able to implement upgraded strategies and systems and so forth. And lo and behold, we have people that are trying to queue in a backlog, and then you have a machine breaking down. Mm. So one of the suggestions in any case, and you don't want to do it just to get away from the inefficiencies. You need to fix inefficiencies. But a clear suggestion that would help in this time of crisis is to extend the driver's license renewal to 10 years, because you're quite right, there's no competency testing. And the rest of the world, in many countries around the world, not everywhere, but certainly in the developed world, is already at 10 years and have been for a long time, some of them at 7 years. So we could move our renewal period to 10 years tomorrow, and lo and behold, you take away this problem right now. So that would be a suggestion which we put to the minister, and I see in his latest comments now they're contemplating that.
Yeah, it's just an absurdity. And in terms of this new card system, is it a new system or is it just a new card?
No, it's an updated card. It's a plastic card. It's not a laminated one. It's got some security features on it.
Almost like your ID document.
Yeah. With more detail on there, so they could have a card reader to show which licenses, which category of license you've got, and so forth. Yeah.
Right. And in terms of ARTA's involvement in this sort of thing, I mean, how do you decide where to get involved and where not to? Because this is, you really are spoiled for choice.
Well, I think ARTA, our mandate's clear. We deal with corruption and maladministration in government, waste of taxpayers' money, and included in that is policies and laws that are irrational, like the e-toll one, which we started out on, and all of that. So what we're trying to do is ensure that government gets on the page of running this country in an efficient manner, because if it doesn't, it suffers a crisis of legitimacy, which is happening right now on licenses. When you see the police now, I mean, it should be when a policeman stops you on the road doing their checks, they say, right, can I see your license? And that should be valid. It should be updated and everything. Now when you have this mess where people say, well, I've applied, but I'm still waiting for it. The printer's broken. I couldn't get a license. And youngsters come to varsity trying to get their licenses because they can't get a job unless they have a license. All of these things are impacting negatively on society. And this is what gives this crisis of legitimacy to government. And so we don't want to live in a country where your laws just cannot be managed and implemented as a result of poor leadership and poor governance. And so that's what artists, workers, we pick the projects that have the biggest impact sometimes on society, and then we put pressure on government to fix this.
So what happens to a person who's 18 and gets their license for the first time? Are they being issued just with one of those temporary paper things?
Well, this is what we've said to the minister now. What you're forcing people to do is to go and get temporary licenses, and that adds another cost. It's more time.
And easier to copy.
Copy and make. So we really want them to address this. And I think what we're saying to society is make sure you've got proof, evidence of your payments and your, you know, any documentation you've got to show any policeman that you've applied. But you can't drive. You shouldn't be driving without a license. So you need to
prove that you've got one. Which is, of course, a huge problem. Yeah, very, very frustrating. And it's really thanks to people like yourselves and your organizations that at least we keep the pressure on government to try and get them to do the right thing. Wayne Dubenage, Chief Executive Officer at Outer, the organization, Undoing Tax Abuse.